The McKay Interview is sponsored by the Geneva Center for Security Policy, preparing leaders for new challenges in international security.
Hello, everyone. Today, something really different, and someone very special is my guest. I've come to the capital of Switzerland, in the heart of the Swiss Confederation. I'm in Bern, and I've come here to meet and learn from and introduce you, dear listeners, to the musical art form of yodeling. And in particular, its fabulously talented practitioner, Miss Helvetia, also known as Barbara Klosner. Now, last summer, above Morges in the canton of Vaud, I had the pleasure of hearing her yodel and sing at a private event. And she captivated me and she captivated the audience. I was so impressed that I asked her that very evening if she'd be a guest on my show. And she said, yes. So here we are. Miss Helvetia, Barbara Klosner, Grüezi, hello, thanks for making time for me during your very busy day.
Hello, Michael.
It's great to have you here.
For me, it's also a great pleasure.
We're sitting here in the comfort of one of Switzerland's landmark hotels, Bern's Hotel Schweizerhof, and I have the good fortune to be with Switzerland's most famous modern-day exponent of this unique form of singing. What more could I ask for? And I have many questions for you, Miss Helvetia. Where shall we begin? Your website describes what you do with a wonderfully expressive German word. I practiced it, Gesamtkunstwerk. It means total work of art. And that's true. That's what you do. But let's start at the very beginning. Yodeling clearly gives you lots of pleasure. How did you start and where?
So everything starts in the Diemtigtal. It's a valley hidden in the Simmental, near from Thun, Spiez. And where did it begin? I think it began already really in the past. So in the, how do you say?
In the stomach.
In the belly of my mom. Yeah. Because she yodeled. And then I went to school, and there was a professor, and he conducted the choir in the Diemtigtal, and he saw that I was not so good in mathematics, so he decided to learn me to yodel. And for me, it was really a good thing.
And what do your audiences like most? I mean, are there particular songs or poems that your audiences, your Swiss audiences, insist on you singing to them when you perform?
So it's different, you know. It's always, the audience is always changing. Sometimes I sing for traditional audience. That means they like the archaic Natur yodel. And otherwise, I have also like young people. So then I'm doing like a funny yodel, you know, a little bit also with text. It depends.
I see. Okay, I hadn't realized that there were such fine points about it.
Yeah.
Now, I know that recently you had a new album launched. We're going to hear a few bars from one of your favorite tracks. What have you chosen?
So I have chosen the Naturjodel, Diemtigtaler Naturjodel, because that's where I'm born, and it's really a nice yodel melody.
Okay, so let's listen to that.
Yo, la, la, la.
Now, for those listening who might not know Switzerland so well, do the yodeling songs vary from canton to canton? I mean, in a way, you've implied that they do. But tell us a bit more about the geography of Switzerland and the variety of yodeling.
Yeah. So in the Berner Oberland, we yodel really not like in Appenzell. In Appenzell, they have E, they have E in the vocalization. And we have U and O. And also, Appenzell is near from Austria, so they have another influence that we have. And it's like also the dialect. It's not the same. In the yodeling, it's exactly the same thing.
I'm going to come to that a little bit later because that interests me very much. Something else, because I've lived in Switzerland a long time and I know the diversity of this country, but in such a culturally and linguistically diverse country, would you describe yodeling as one cultural activity that cuts right across language and brings people together?
Yeah, I'm sure that yodeling brings people together, but it's not only yodeling. I mean, it's music. It's always like that. And the sound of the yodeling, it comes from far away. I mean, it's our, how can you say it? C'est notre premier cri. Huh? When you come on the world, you shout, or how do you say?
Yeah.
And it's a sound that we know. And I think this sound, everybody knows. And that's why it's also gathering the people, you know? And also in the past, it was like a communication between the mountains, because with the voice, with the natural voice, you can have more of strength with the voice when you do yo ho, everybody can hear you.
So
it's better than words, you know.
It was definitely used as a means of communication in the mountains.
Yeah,
it's not just a story. That's really true.
Yeah,
is it?
That's true.
I see. Uh-huh. And then another question I wanted to ask you, because it fascinates me: are the yodeling songs always in dialect, Swiss German? I mean, you've lived and worked in Geneva. I've read about what you've done. So tell me, what do you do there in terms of musical experience in Francophone parts of the country? Mm-hmm. But first, the first thing is it always in Swiss German dialect, or is it conceivable to have yodeling in Hochdeutsch, or doesn't it work that way?
So no, we have it in our dialect.
Yeah.
So like Bern dialect or like Luzern dialect. It depends where the compositor.
Yeah, the composer.
The composer, where he lives, and then he writes in his dialect. And when I was in Geneva, we were international. I mean, it was a man from Zurich, from Basel, from everywhere. And then I had to choose which dialect we take. So we took always the dialect of the composer. Okay?
So there's my next question for you, which is, are there dialect versions of the French that's spoken, for example, in the mountains of Fribourg, or in the mountains of the Jura, or in the mountains of the Valais? Or isn't the French dialect the same as like the Swiss German dialect? I mean, I don't know enough about the languages.
So it depends.
It depends.
So, I mean, in the past, it was like there existing some yodel songs in French. But then when I took over the choir in Geneva, I had the relation with Annelies Gavin, and she did then translations from German to French, but not for every song, you know. Yeah. But some songs she did. And there are now also young men like Grégoire May, who is conducting Alpütli Genève, who writes now yodel songs in French with yodeling, you know. So it's like developing. But in the past, there was no so much yodeling in Swiss Romande, you know, but now it's existing. There is sometimes a type like from Gruyère, Lioba, Les Jarmaïs di Colombette. So they sing in the dialect, but it's not yodel song. It's like another art of song, you know.
And what about the French tradition and the Italian tradition? I mean, for example, if one crossed the mountains into Chamonix, for example, or Megève, can you go back 100 years? Is there a tradition in the French language to sing like that in the mountains? And I notice, but maybe I'm wrong, that there's no yodeling tradition in Ticino, for example. Or is that true?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But like in France or in Germany, they have also yodeling. In every area where are mountains, there are a kind of yodeling, also in Sweden and also in the Congo. In Congo, Africa, they yodel like, yay, 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 yay.
Really, in the mountain? I see.
So it's,
and also as a form of communication or as a form of entertainment or both?
I mean, it's a form of communication and then also entertainment.
Okay, interesting. Today my guest is the extraordinarily talented Miss Helvetia, also known as Barbara Klossner, Switzerland's finest exponent of the musical art and tradition of yodeling, and we're in Bern. You've touched on this already, but let's go into a little bit more, Barbara. What of the yodeling tradition in Austria and the southern part of Germany, Bavaria? Is it substantially different from the tradition in Switzerland? And are there other countries, like, for example, the Congo you've mentioned, which have a similar vocal tradition?
Mm-hmm. So it's different. I mean, Switzerland is a country like, how do you say, humide. Humble. In French, it's humble. It's, we are not like, yes, we are Switzerland.
Humble, you know? rather humble, shy, timid.
So the music is also like
it reflects that.
A little bit melancholic, you know, like a little bit, you have the mountains, you are a little bit hidden. And I mean, the Italian yodel or the Austrian yodel, it's more exciting. It's more like, it's also more rapid.
So it really is a reflection. You're saying to me then, it's a reflection of the
culture
of the people.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it like that. Yeah.
Well, obviously, because you must feel it. And that's my next question about feeling. Technically speaking, give me a short introduction to what actually happens in order to make a successful and melodious yodeling sound. I'm thinking of the stomach, the diaphragm, the larynx, and the head.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how it works physically. What goes on?
So we have a head voice.
Yeah.
And it's from the fa to the up, we need the vowel ooh.
Yeah.
So in the high notes, we need ooh, okay? And when we go downstairs with the voice, then we use oh. And then we have...
So that's coming from down here?
Yeah, it's from the diaphragm.
From the chest.
From the chest. From the chest.
Yeah.
And it's then the changement between head voice and chest voice. And it's like ooh, and you change from the ooh to the oh, or the oh to ooh. So that's how it works. And then you can put other notes, and then it gives a nice melody.
And that takes a lot of practice, rather like an opera singer would have to train his or her voice to do that.
So, I mean, when you sing yodel, it's nice when you have a good base of respiration technique.
You have to learn that technique.
Yeah. And sometimes it's also when a classic singer tries to do yodel, it doesn't sound good.
And why is that?
Because he studied. And when you study the voice is not pure. It's not your voice that you have at the beginning.
So you're saying to me that if you study this, in fact, your voice becomes more artificial.
Yes.
Really?
And we need in the yodel la voix sale un petit peu. C'est pas la voix sale, mais it's like the voice who is sauvage.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we need this sans éducation vocale. Because when you do a chest voice, it's not like that.
Like a sort of
We have to need the nature.
Yeah.
Because the yodel was beginning with the people who are farmers, who are nature men.
And not opera singers
Pavarotti
or Maria Callas.
No, you know? But this doesn't mean that I, myself, Miss Helvetia, I'm singing yodel. Huh? But I can sing also French songs, you know, and I can also sing classical songs. But, you know, when you are a singer, you have to know what you are doing, you know. And you don't have to mix the styles. So when I sing classic, it's classic. When I sing yodel, it's yodel. When I sing French also, I'm in Paris. I sing, quand il me prend dans ses bras. It's another facet. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
But
Piaf is here.
Piaf is living.
She's right here, you know. Absolutely, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So now, this is another one, which in a way you already opened the door for me a little bit. Do male and female voices have very specific roles in a yodeling choir? And if they do, what are those roles? And how does it work in a choir?
Yes.
Yes.
For sure. In the past, they didn't permit women in the choir. It was a men's...
Not in the whole of... So just in Appenzell or in
no,
the whole
of... Everywhere, no, everywhere.
I thought it was just Appenzell.
Yeah. Perhaps they kept it a long time, Appenzell.
So seriously, you're saying that women were not allowed to?
No,
it was a man's thing.
Yeah, it was. God, and like now the 30, 40 years, last years, so there are many women who are now singing also.
So it's relatively recent then, if you're saying 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Good grief, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And do people start yodeling very young in Switzerland? I mean, do you have school choirs? Is it good for a child's voice or bad? I mean, how do you see that? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you encourage children to do it or at a certain age?
We have a lot of children who are singing the yodel. Is it good for the voice or is it not good for the voice? That's always a question that everybody asks me. And now I'm 38 years old and I'm doing it every day, quite every day. And I can tell if you do it with the good feeling movement in the body, you can't do something wrong. I have to say, yodeling is an acrobacy for the voice. That's true.
That seems clear to me, yeah.
But I think when you learn it correctly and when you feel it inside of you, then it's not a problem. And as me, I had it from the beginning of my life. It's like nature. So it's very good for my voice.
So it's a little bit like a sort of sports verein or sports club.
Yeah.
The youngsters come in at 6, 7, 8 years old and they just come along with the older people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's interesting. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So I guess there must be numerous festivals or competitions around Switzerland in summer. But is there one big one which brings everyone? When I say everyone, I mean people who yodel. Brings everyone together across the whole country?
Yeah. So we have...
Tell me about it.
We have each year in Bern, like Canton of Bern, they have like, how do you say?
A gathering, an assembly, a festival.
Yeah. Bern Kantonal Jodlerverband.
Yeah.
So there are different...
So it's an association.
Associations.
Yeah, sure.
Bern, and then you have Association Roma, then you have Association Ostschweiz, and... each of them, they have each year their party.
And this is quite separate from the 1st of August, the National Day, is quite separate from that.
Yeah, it's in June. Always, it's in June. And then each 3 years, they have it, everyone together, the whole Switzerland.
Every 3 years.
So the Fête Fédérale de Yodel Suisse.
And that's always in Bern, or does it move around the cantons?
It's move around. It's always another region.
Now, what are the Swiss abroad? I have to get my tongue around. The Ausländische Schweiz Organisation or the Organisation de Suisse Échangée. Do you take your yodeling across the seas? And tell me about the audiences that you attract when you go abroad, outside of Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. So I have been a lot outside of Switzerland. I was in Senegal.
Yeah.
I was in Thailand. I sang for the princes. I was in Korea, I was in Japan, in China, and everywhere when I'm going, they are so touched, the people, because it's something, it's like direct communication. It's something who comes from the heart and goes to the heart.
But when you talk to, when you go to those countries like Senegal, and I've been to the, you're not singing to Swiss people, you're singing to the local people.
Yes, yeah.
And they feel with you.
Yeah.
And what you're saying, that's I think it's really a very moving, big story.
Yeah.
Now, if you had to sum up in a few sentences the great joys of yodeling in Switzerland, what would they be? Describe the sort of happiness it gives you, in your own words.
It's touching our soul.
As basic as that. Wonderful. And now let's finish with one of your favorite songs, and tell me what it's about and why you like it and why you chose it.
So, you know, my album's name is Aguette.
Aguette?
That means...
For the English-speaking people, tell them what that means.
That means bon appétit.
Bon appétit. Bon appétit. Because there's no expression in English for
it's
Aguette.
Not. So, because for me, it's most of the important thing, Aguette, because I like to eat. and it's very important to eat. So I choose this song because it's for me, yeah, the most important song, and I wish you a good in your life.
Vielen Dank, Miss Helvetia Barbara. It's been a joy, an absolute pleasure talking and listening to you. Today my guest has been Barbara Klosner, Miss Helvetia, without doubt Switzerland's greatest exponent of the tradition of yodeling today, and she will sing us out.
Am 8 für mir hier, gang mit Werchen an, im Wäuschen schlafen auch, der denkt noch niemand dran. Das Afghanas ist für Russen und heien Sonnenstich. Doch etwas ist für alle, Punkt 12 gleich. Gute miteinander, von Zürich bis Genf, von Italien-Land. Gute miteinander, zum Mittag, zum Nacht, im ganzen Land. Schnelles Kaffee, das gibt der nötig Schwung. Die einen gehen in die Bude, die anderen mit dem Hund. Strudi sagt zum Max, wie wär's mit uns zwei? Es gelustet mir ein Dessert, oder bist du gäng noch treu? Gute miteinander, von Zürich bis Genf, wo in Topfleischland. Gute miteinander, zum Mittag, zum Nacht, im Macaroni, Rivella gegen Durst, Spaghetti oder Krautstil, das ist mir so wurscht. Viel wichtiger ist für mich, das geht jetzt alle an, dass ich euch jetzt etwas wünschen kann.
Interview is sponsored by the Geneva Center for Security Policy, preparing leaders for new challenges in international security.